It's fine.
Yeah. All right. All right, everybody, what's going on? This is MC Till. You are listening into the Boom Bap Chat. Excited about the show tonight. We have some amazing guests, and if you're watching the live stream right now, you see these amazing guests. I'm going to introduce them in just a moment, but first I want to tell you all about Everybody's Records here in Cincinnati. If you know the show, you probably know this name already. They have a great selection of CDs, vinyl, tapes, all kinds of good stuff. They also, they don't have this book yet, but they will soon. This is our fifth edition of the Boom Bap Review, volume 5 right there. So make sure you get that at boombapreview.com or just go to Amazon and get it there. It's very fast if you do it through Amazon. Also want to shout out Joe November tonight, who's not feeling so well. He's going to be with us tonight. And as always, Iomas Marad and Profound doing good things in the world. They'll be back soon, but shout out to them as well. All right, let's jump into tonight. Our guest tonight on the Boom Bap Chat, we have an MC producer duo, but they're much more than a rapper and a beat maker. They don't just create music, they create community. Online, they provide space under the banner of Noir Grime, and every month they host a monthly showcase called the Friday Night Get Down. I can't wait to talk about that. They're dedicated to building a strong music scene there in Seattle. We applaud them for that. So please join me as we welcome to the Boom Bap Chat, Shubzilla and Bill Beats. Woo!
Yay!
Hey, what up?
It's us. Hello.
Hello, how y'all doing?
Doing good.
We are well. Yeah? It's cold here, and yeah. I don't like it, but it's fine.
Probably warmer than Cincinnati, though.
Yeah.
How cold is it out there right now?
Like 42 or some odd.
40, whatnot. Yeah, 41 right now.
Yeah.
Okay. It's late. Right. It's dark out already, so
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, short. It was, I think it touched 50 here, so it was shorts weather for me. Okay. So I wear shorts.
We've
all
been
the time.
Riding at about 50 in the sun. Okay. We had 2 days in a row that were 60, though. And it was like, all right, we're ready.
Yeah, I was living, and then
it dropped back to 50, and we're like, okay.
Yeah, back down to reality.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show. Shubzilla, I wanted to ask you a question. Do you remember, as far as getting into music, did you get into other genres of music first, or was it hip-hop from the get-go?
It's a little bit of everything from the get-go. I started off training as a dancer, so I did ballet, modern jazz, contemporary, blah, 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 hip-hop, you know, like a bunch of things. So I got introduced into music that way. Mm-hmm. But really, like, when it started being more, when I started training more in hip-hop, there was just a lot more influx of that coming my way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's dope. Do you remember like the early hip hop music that caught your attention?
Oh my God. Many fucking moons ago. It was actually Salt and Pepper is Very Necessary.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I remember seeing, I can't remember what music video it was, but they were just unabashed, like the glasses with the condoms on and whatever. And I was just like, I don't know. I want this. This is absolutely everything that is correct in God's world. Like, this is dope. And then from there, like Queen Latifah, like, you know, she's a fucking icon.
Yeah.
So I heard UNITY for the first time when I was like 10 or 11. And to like see the scene in the music video where this low tier dude like grabs her hair and she just like socks him in the face. And I was like, I too want this. I like, this is what's good. This, like, I love this.
Yes.
So like little pockets of rap from folks that I felt like voice wise I could identify with just kept on popping up in my life until I retired from training.
Mm.
And then, I looked at the other elements of hip hop and I can't draw to save my life. So tagging was out.
Right.
I, to this day, get nervous if I have to press something on the decks. So turntablism was out. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, well, you know what? Like, How's good with a pen? So let's see what happens. And so I just kind of stuck around yelling into a mic for the past 11 years now. 12? How long have we? Okay.
11 or 12, I don't
11
know.
or 12. What time?
Somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
I think we're coming up on 10 years from the first album we did, but I mean, you had a handful of songs and stuff you'd done prior to that anyways. So,
Yeah.
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 That's cool.
But
That's
that's
cool.
kind of my, I guess, my history into like being a rapper and what have
Yeah.
you.
Yeah. That's too. That's dope. How about you, Bill Beats? What got you into making beats?
So I kind of there's like a connection of things that all happened. Like so for me, like my first like hip hop experience, if you will, or first time listening to hip hop, my sister was really into music.
Yeah.
And so she like let me listen to Far Side, Bizarre Ride of the Far Side, and like was just like, here, listen to this. And I was like, I don't know,
Wow.
probably 9, I think,
Yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
Then the following year, because I know, because we moved, because we were in a new house, and this is back in the day when warehouse music was popping, when like you do the, like for one penny you get a bunch of CDs or whatever.
Oh,
So
yes. I remember
she
that.
did that, and so she got a bunch of CDs, but they sent her two copies of 3 Feet High and Rising, and she's like, "Do you want this?" And I was like, "I do." So
Yes.
it was like a connection of that, and then Tribe Called Quest mixed into all of that. And then my brother, who is older than the rest of us, so he was already moved out, but I had gone over to his house and he had turntables and he was like, check this out. And it was like showing me, like he had Dave Brubeck's Take Five, two copies of it, and he would like, juggle them back and forth. And he was like, yeah, he's like, here's these two records, and then he just left. And he's like, just have fun with these, just play with these
All
back
right.
and forth. So then and then after a while he moved, and all his turntables and all of his records ended up at my house. And then I had all them, and I have them all now. I actually ended up buying all of it from him and being like, let me just give you money, and then these will be mine. And so yeah, so that's kind of the journey of getting into it. But yeah, that was, like DJing was the first thing I did before making beats, because I thought that was how you made beats. I just didn't know. I was like, well,
Yeah,
I know that
sure.
there's samples, they must just be looping it live, like that's how they do it or whatever, just not knowing it, like 13, 14 years old. And then finally like getting a copy of Pro Tools and being like, oh, this is how you layer these things. Now it makes sense.
So we heard who'd you say Queen Latifah, Salt and Pepper as inspirations for lyrics. Who were some of your inspirations for on making the beats?
I mean, De La Soul
Yeah.
was huge, right? So Prince Paul,
Yep.
and even the non-Prince Paul albums, like definitely kind of resonated. Tribe Called Quest, just kind of all of that, like Native Tongue era stuff was
Yeah.
like really heavy into what I was looking at. And my brother was really into that as well. So he collected a lot of the original samples. He'd just go buy the samples
Yeah.
and go find them. And so like listening to a bunch of that, and then kind of as I progressed, I'd really say that, it's probably Premier and Pete Rock as probably
Yep.
just being like, this is how you do drums,
Right,
right? And just kind of building that concept. So
yeah. Do you listen to music to find samples and also listen to the sample sources is just like just to enjoy it as well?
kind of. I'm kind of separate. So like a lot of the stuff that I make, unless we're just like busting stuff out, like if we're like, hey, we have an hour, we're gonna make something. But if I'm like sitting down and making beats, I'm pretty strict with it being on vinyl. So like, which is kind of funny though, because like I don't like my record collection, I don't look at it as like, here's stuff that I'm gonna sit and enjoy and play
Right,
necessarily.
sure.
It's like it's all tools. So like everything's tools. So like I love like a good dusty dollar bin. Like I don't care if it's grimy, like it's because I don't care. It's like it's not like I want to sit here and listen to it all the way through. I just need that bit, that little bit, right? So like from that side, when it's vinyl, it's like more tools than not. And then if I'm like listening to like streaming or YouTube or whatever, then it's just like chilling and listen to it. And if I hear something that's like, oh, that I need to sample that, then I'll try to find it on vinyl. Because I'll be like, all right, let me go get the
Oh, that's
tool
cool.
and then create it. That doesn't always happen. Obviously, there's stuff that's just not on vinyl, or it may not be important enough. Like, you know, like you kind of know, you're like, this is an important sample, so I got to go find this.
Sure.
Versus, oh, this is kind of cool, let me flip this just for fun. I'll just sample it off of YouTube or whatever. So,
Right. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. So, at looking at your Instagram accounts, I really enjoyed what you wrote as far like in your bio. So I want to ask you about this. Okay. One of you wrote, and I mean, this is obvious when I say it. You wrote, "A woman, a monster, a legend, the queen of petty." I love that, Shubzilla. That's awesome. But then, Bill Beats, you wrote, "Super producer, DJ, audio engineer, photographer, videographer, dope artist, the realest DJ on the internet." That last part is kind of fun. But when I was reading the two, I thought, okay, do these bios like really exemplify your personalities? Like Shubzilla's, yours is like fun, and it's like engaging. And then, Bill Beats, yours is more like serious. Like, here's all the things that I, do. Is that kind of representative of your personalities?
I think so to an extent. I mean, mine's definitely just playing on the fact that you can say whatever you want on the internet. You know what I mean? Like, there's no rules. You know, like somebody
For
will
sure.
either be like, that's dumb, or they'll be like, sure, maybe. You know, like who knows, right?
Maybe he is.
No, I just, but I love it because it's like I read it like in a bio somewhere. I read everything that I just said except for the realest DJ on the internet. So it's like very serious. And then your Instagram is like, yeah, I do all these things. And oh, also I'm the realest DJ on the internet. I love it. All right, and the Queen of Petty. I have to know more about this Queen of Petty. Is this just a fun thing, or do you really get petty?
I do. I get pretty petty. Like I have a purge list a mile long, and people think I'm being, and people think I joke about it. But I was in an argument with my partner, and he had said, "I don't understand why you had to be so petty." And I thought about it, and I was like, "I'm the queen of motherfucking petty." And then I thought to myself, and I was like, oh, "Shubs, we live in a capitalist hellscape, bitch. Sell that shit." So I like turned to Bill Beats, and I was like, "I have an idea." And then now we sell shirts that say "Queen of Petty," and
Nice.
go really
Excellent.
well. But
All right.
yeah.
What? Great. Can you think of the pettiest thing you've ever done?
Today.
Or just a petty thing?
Shame, shame. The pettiest thing I've done today?
No, I was just.
Oh, okay, because I can go through and see. Okay.
You run it down, run down the list.
Okay, the pettiest thing I've done. I would say, well, this isn't the pettiest thing I did today, but it is about today. So, child drop-off and pickup thing, whatever. And I always see people like, I'll go into this like school driveway to drop off my kid, and I always get mean bugged by somebody that's just like parked to the side but on the street, like they're waiting to go into the thing, but you're supposed to like drive into the drop off area.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm aware of the process of
Yeah,
pickup and drop off.
so I like I put on my turn signal like a good Catholic woman, and I'm like, you know, and I emailed the teacher and was just like, "So I just want to make sure that we're on the same topic or the same page of how to, you know, go about dropping and picking up our kids, you know, our future and all this other shit." And kind of describing the vehicle and kind of saying that they were, you know, blocking neighborhood. She was blocking neighborhood traffic. I just wanted like
I believe it.
it was a minivan.
I believe
It was a minivan. Of
it.
course it said baby on board. Of course it
Of
had those
course.
little like stick figure stickers on the side that
Oh, was it the Star
said,
Wars one?
yes.
Yeah.
Because we're in Seattle and everybody has to be really nerdy and quirky and whatnot.
It's
Ooh,
true.
I'm running in hot. I'm warmed up.
I love it. I
But yeah.
love it.
So kind of
Whoa.
tangent off of that.
Oh.
Today I was driving. I was at work driving, and
Vroom, vroom.
following GPS as you do, right? Because I was like, I'm just gonna follow it. It's gonna tell me where to go. I'll make it there.
Right.
We thought you said Jesus at one point, or
No,
you're
no,
gonna say
no.
Jesus, and I was like,
GPS.
oh,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. That's what my GPS is called. And And it just, and like it made me take a left, and it was like take this left and then like go 2 blocks and then take a right, right? But there's obviously I could have kept going straight and then take a left, right? There's a lot of different options there. It wasn't like I
Sure.
had to go that way, but it took me down a child zone or a
School zone.
school zone.
Child
And it
zone.
made me wonder, it was like, you know how like you can go into your maps and be like avoid tolls, you know, like that's an option,
Yeah.
right?
Oh,
Why is there
right.
not an avoid school zones?
Yeah.
Because like I had no reason to go down that street, you know, like I could have taken any of the other streets around it and gotten to the same destination,
Right.
but it was just like, no, you're gonna go this way, and it's
And
like,
then you get a ticket. I was driving
right?
through a school zone, a school zone that I where a school is that I volunteered at the time. And so I was going, I think, you know, what the normal speed limit is, like 30, 35. And it was like 5 minutes until the school zone hour, you know, lets up. And I got pulled over, got a ticket. And I was like, officer, there's no kids around, you know. He's like, he didn't want to hear it. So sticking
I
with
got hit by one of those once and it turned on right as I went through it, and I was like,
yeah.
I
Terrible. So sticking with the fun and the Instagram, a video popped up on my feed, where you were talking about creating a new product that combines shampoo, conditioner, shaving cream, cleanser, moisturizer, sunscreen, all into one.
Till I'm so upset about it to this, like I'm still upset about it.
That's
It
fair.
sounds like an amazing product.
No,
It's the worst product.
it
Let's
is
be honest.
the
It's the worst
worst. I
product.
can think of others that are worse, but that's down there. And
Extremely
like,
washed down versions of each thing.
we have colleagues on my on like commenting on that post, saying that they had they thought you were better. They thought you were a better man than that. Suggest that to me, of all people, or to say that.
No, Bill
Well, I
Gates is
mean,
not.
as somebody that uses a 3-in-1, because I have no hair on top of my head, there's no re I don't need shampoo and conditioner realistically, right? Like a little bit, perfect. But I don't need a whole bottle of it. I definitely don't need two separate bottles.
What's the three though for you? Was it
It's
the
a
shave?
shampoo, conditioner, body wash.
Yeah,
Right?
I've
It's
seen
simple.
those.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like just straight. And I've always gotten hate for that. Not from everybody, but like people that are into like, you know,
Just say
hair.
me. Just say me.
No, other people
Like my
too.
music
Oh no,
partner.
I've gotten
Just.
hate from other people
Oh,
too.
okay. I just wanted to make sure.
And like, you know, mainly people that have hair are the ones that are like, no, you need all the things. And I'm like, I get that. Like, I
Yeah,
understand
sure.
why you need that. And like, good for you. But I don't.
Right.
So I survive on my Trader Joe's a little bit.
I love it.
I just, whichever one has the least amount of ingredients, that's all
Yeah,
that
I hear that. I feel
matters.
that. So you all have been making music together for a decade and have known each other a little bit longer. How did you all meet originally?
Bill Beats was DJing for a group that is defunct, and we don't need to talk about them. The only thing that we need to know is that Bill Beats was DJing for them that night. And my partner was running door, and I was coming in from like what was I coming in from? Like a rehearsal or some show or whatever. I was in a theater production of the Rocky Horror Show at this point, and I'm like snotted up, like my hair's back. I mean, she was rough. And so I met Bill Beats through my partner because they're friends. Still are, by the way, still are. We're all one happy family. And the first thing he says to me is, not this one, partner, was like, "Hey, I heard you rap." Only 14 bars at that point. And then eventually I put a ring on that. And then part of the custody like plan was that I get to inherit all of his friends, so they are now my friends. So if he ever decides to leave me, I'm taking everybody, and one of which is Bill Beats.
Okay.
So that's TLDR. I met Bill Beats through my husband, and we just kept on making music.
Yeah, and at the time, we don't do them anymore, but at the time we used to do like cypher nights.
Cypher nights, yes.
And we would do them at her current husband's house. And her current husband.
It sound like I'm between husbands, which is amazing.
And So we would have these cypher nights, and they were like very like anybody can rap type of thing, you know, like there was no like, you know, nobody like trying to like flex on anybody or nothing like that. It was just like a bunch of people, most of them couldn't rap, and it was just a fun, you know, like people doing like one bar handoffs and like really, and it was just like a place for like myself and our friend Klopp. He would show up to them and we would just play beats, you know. I'd be like,
Oh,
cool,
nice.
made a bunch of beats. Sometimes we'd bring drum machines, you know, like every time we just like show up with a keyboard, you know, like just to have fun.
I love it.
And like friends of ours that didn't live in the same city as us would like, you know, be in Seattle, so they'd stay at their house, and we'd be like, all right, cypher night, you know, like so like just trying to get everybody in on it and have fun with it. Yeah, so like a bunch of people in there we did music with, and then you started making music, and then it was just kind of like, I'm the only one that has a studio, so that's the one thing is like I'm the one with the real microphone. Everybody else is like, you know, some like USB mics and things like that, and I'm like, well, I have a real one.
A real setup, yeah.
So like it always ends up coming to be like, all right, let's go make music now. So it was like a good kind of like little area to like just test things out. So yeah.
Yeah, how was the Cypher Nights similar or dissimilar to what you're doing with the Friday Night Get Down?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So I mean, Cypher Nights, going back to that, it was just a friend group and a house
Okay.
or an
Yeah.
apartment, really.
Yeah.
Back then it was just apartment. So it was a lot more chill, and it was more like, you know, bring food, hang out type of thing.
Yeah.
And then the Friday Night Get Down is kind of an extension of that. I mean,
Yeah.
that definitely was in play. It was like, you know, it was like, how do we make this kind of like a public event at a public location where anybody can come out? And like, sadly, a lot of the people that would come out to the Cypher Nights, they're all, you know, our age, but they all have either walked away from music or doing other things, so they don't come out as much. A couple of them do, but it's a lot of like more community based. So we're getting like a lot of like community, like kids and stuff
Oh,
that
nice.
are familiar with the area, and they go to that venue a bunch already. So they saw that and they're like, cool, I'll come. And it's like a free event, and it's like on a patio, so it's like super chill. But yeah, it's, you know, it's our kind of opportunity to build within the community. We have a Seattle's kind of a weird community because there's a decent hip hop community in Seattle. There's a lot of artists. We have a couple artists that have gotten very, very big, as you know. There's that one guy, and then, you know, some other old school cats.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's fair. But within the community, there's like these little pockets, and it's always hard to kind of break into the pockets. They're like, this is our pocket, you know, like you're not allowed to be a part of this type of thing, which is
Dang.
fine, you know, I get
Yeah,
it.
it's
It
a
is what it
yeah.
is. And
Seattle freeze is real, even in the hip hop scene.
yes, exactly. So it
Dang.
was kind of our chance to be like, well, what if we just build our own thing, have fun with it, have it be very open, you know, like there's really no restrictions, like anybody can come out and freestyle. Every once in a while, some of the bigger cats in the city will show up and freestyle, and like, you know,
Nice.
it's just a fun thing, and it's fun because they'll come out and freestyle, and then they'll be like, wait, are you guys running this? And we're like, yeah, we're running it. And they're like, how do we play it? Because we always have at least like three acts that'll play for like a half an hour. So it's like, here's your space to do your thing. We're just like, please just don't rap over your vocals, whatever you do. But do
Amen.
your thing. We have a whole thing that we make them sign that says that they won't do it. Every once in a while, they still do it. But for the
Wait,
most
you make, hold on, go ahead.
Yes.
You make them sign a statement saying that I will not rap over my vocals?
Absolutely.
We have like a
Listen.
contract that's in place that.
Do you know Marcel P. Black?
Oh,
We
yes.
do.
Yeah, we're good friends.
What a
Does he know
fucking
about this
gem.
statement?
Huh?
I'm sure he does.
I'm
I
pretty
don't
sure I've
know.
spilled that tea with him, where, you know.
One day, we keep mentioning that we want him to come out and rock with us at our get down whenever he gets up there. Obviously, because our event's free, we don't really have a budget to give any money out. As you know, like we try to, so it just kind of depends. If we get donations and stuff, then we make sure to pay. But for the most part, it's just no guarantee type of thing. So he's far enough away that he hasn't been able to get out here yet. But once he does, I'm going to send him, you know, we make everybody fill out the Google sheet because a lot of it's just collecting data. It's like, you know, what's your social media, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. But in there is a thing where it's like, here's your agreement.
We call
I
it
love it.
Hive music authenticity policy kind of
Yeah.
gig. Shout outs to DJ Rockman because he's in the chatty chat right now, and he's actually
Hey.
the I guess the father of the Friday Night Get Down.
Oh
He
yeah, facts,
is
facts.
over in Austin, Texas, so
Yeah.
that's where it started. And then
Yeah.
we're like, we're gonna
I was sitting in the
yeah.
back of his car. We were already like coming up with the idea to throw the event. And I was sitting in the back of his car, and he had one of those little light boxes where you can put the letters in it and, like say whatever you want. And it was sitting in the back seat next to me, and it said Friday Night Get Down. And I was like, I looked at him, I was like, what do you think if we just did another like extension of the Friday Night Get Down? Like take your event and what you're doing and
Yeah.
have like a Seattle version of it. And he was like, yeah, let's do it. So
Yeah, so we got the blessing first
yeah, for
before
sure.
we start. Like there's no
Yeah.
co-opting.
We haven't done a proper crossover yet. I think we came out. Maybe we played part of one. I can't remember.
I don't think we did.
But we have a full crossover because we still need to get him to come to Seattle and DJ. So that's when we do the full crossover
Yeah.
in those. But
That's
yeah,
nice.
they're really fun, and like we've met a bunch of really cool people in the area that are down to rock, and like
Yeah.
it's a fun community. And the venue that we play is called Cafe Red. It's just like it's a all vegan cafe, and originally it was like mainly coffee, but they expanded and like now they're doing vegan foods and all this stuff,
That's
and like
cool.
super chill. Like
Yeah.
we came in, like they didn't even really ask us, like
Yeah.
we had another friend that was friends with them already, and he was the one that was like, hey, y'all should work together type of thing. And we had a meeting with him, and he's like, yeah, he's like, let me know what day you want, however much time you need, we'll
Okay.
make it happen. So
Yeah.
yeah, so we're getting ready to start planning for this year because it is outdoors and it's cold outside. We kind of just do it for when the weather's a little bit better.
That's
But yeah.
dope. So it's cool to hear it's a vegan cafe. Was that something important to you, or is that just it just happened to be a vegan cafe?
It was
So,
not.
yeah, it just
It was
happened to be
just,
a vegan cafe. Shout outs to Ready Ron Beats though for connecting us with Cafe Red. So, that like
absolutely.
he just came in and was like, "Hey, let's meet here. All
Yeah.
right, this is the owner. Let's do an event here. Y'all should do your event here."
Yeah, it just
And
worked out.
then, yeah.
And
That's cool.
Rockman, who's in the chat, the guy that runs the other Friday Night Get Down in Texas, him and his family is like full vegan, so he's kind of like
Yeah.
our vegan connect. Anytime we're in
Yeah.
Texas,
Hey.
he's like, "All right, let's go get this." He's like, "I'm gonna show you the good vegan food," and we're like, "All right,
Heck
cool,
yeah.
like we're down." And so like it's cool to have that connection, and it kind of full circles because Friday Night Get Down with him being vegan, and now we're at a venue that is a vegan. Like it just works. I don't know. I'm not mad at
We might have to start one in Cincinnati because I'm full vegan. So
it.
shout out to DJ Rockman.
Hey,
So
that's right.
it
Very
I might
exciting.
have to contact all the vegan restaurants around here and start our own Friday
You
Night
should do it.
Live.
Hi.
Or
You should do
yeah,
it.
that'd be
Well,
super dope.
whenever, if you ever make your way out to Seattle or in Austin, whenever we're there, I
Yeah.
make vegan lumpia.
Oh, word?
I found out, yeah, like it took me years to figure out, and I know this has nothing to do with rap, but at the same time it does. Because I wrote a rap about making lumpia a long time ago, the bars, but she tried. But apparently there's a rapper brand that I use called Cymex, and my friend Lynn, shout out Spicy, she was telling me that this is vegan, this is fine, you can use it. Because that was the one thing that was holding me back from rolling this. Because I was like, I don't know if this is if this has been touched by animal byproduct or whatever. So
Okay,
I'm
yeah.
not gonna, and for me it's like I'm very much conscious of making sure everybody gets to eat.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, like I need to know dietary restrictions, what you can't eat on a Friday, and whatever the case may be.
Yeah, well,
So
that's
that one.
dope. I appreciate that. And my wife grew up eating lumpia and made it early on in our marriage. We haven't made it in a long time. But isn't it so the what you wrap it with, that's nor that's that is vegan, isn't it? Unless it's like, contaminated or whatever. I thought so. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one thing that I think you just weren't sure though.
Yeah,
Like you were
like
like, I can't make this and give you the one part that I'm not positive on.
right
And
right
I'm
right
like,
yeah, for sure.
I couldn't do that. And like good faith, it's like I need to know like a hundo 50%.
But it is though,
Yeah.
right? Like
Yeah.
regardless of where you get it or what that brand for sure is.
Yeah. And I think, I think there's a lot more MCs, hip hop artists, hip hop enthusiasts, whatnot, that are not, maybe not all out vegan, but are talking a lot more about diet and about, this being a social justice issue, and so many poor people don't have access to healthy foods. They're just shoved, like, garbage food all day long because it's cheap, it's what's available. And so it's an issue. It's a huge issue. There's a documentary called "They're Trying to Kill Us." That have you heard of this?
I
It's
still
free.
need to see it.
It's free this month. You can watch it for
Oh, nice.
free.
Okay, that's what's up. Okay, cool.
So
A
I
long
watched
time
it.
for sure.
Yeah, I watched it this week. It's sad though. It's like watching. It's just like,
They are.
why? Why? It's all greed and money. It's like you're killing our kids
Yeah, exactly.
for what? To
Exactly.
get richer? It's just anyway.
Are
And
you
I think,
familiar with Microphone Misfits?
Microphone Misfits. How would I know that name? That sounds familiar.
They're from Chicago. They're like a hip hop group, but heavily infused with breakdancing. So like they
Okay.
come on stage with like three or four breakdancers, and they
Word,
run
word.
like two rappers primarily and a DJ. And but they're like very upfront vegan, like I love talking to them because they're like let us break you down on how this works and why this is important. And like
Yeah.
they're dope, like they're like scientists about it, they're like this is the way to live, and they're
Yeah.
breakdancers, so they're constantly trying to figure out how to take care of their body
Yeah.
and like keep breakdancing and not get injured and all that
Yeah,
stuff.
not
And
die.
yeah,
Yeah,
exactly. So
right. Yeah,
but
well.
they're super dope. If you haven't checked them out, I'd highly
Please
suggest.
do. They're
Okay.
so much fun.
I know I've no I heard the name before, and the two co-hosts, Iomas Marad and Profound, they're both from Chicago originally.
Okay,
So
yeah, I'm
I'm
sure they
sure they
know.
know, maybe they've brought up the name before. So, but yeah, that's really dope. I mean, I feel like that's the best, to me, in my opinion, that's the best hip hop. Sure, can be fun, but also has some sort of message, some sort of like, let's take a shot at the status quo, let's change things. I love that type of hip hop. So,
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. You don't see it much, but it is the it's there's like a portion of hip hop that was core back in the day. It's different now. Like you don't see it as much, but when you do see it, you're like, okay, I can see that you've been doing this for a while. You've been listening to hip hop for a while, and it stuck with you.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Can you talk about, switching gears here a little bit, the name Noir Grime and what that is?
Yeah, definitely. So we were, I don't remember exactly when the switch was, because the very first record we put out wasn't attached to anything.
Dinner and a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
We just put it out. Or maybe that was the first record that was attached to it. I think I put out a record before that,
Yeah,
the
you put
Billboards for
out.
President. And then we did that. And really, so the core of it was always just to kind of build a hub. As like so like as a kid growing up, I listened to like a lot of Rhymesayers and Def Jux and all of
Oh
that, like
yeah.
just following that like the underground scene.
Oh
And the thing
yeah.
that I loved was that like all of their content was attached to the label, right? So like the YouTube channel was Def Jux, like then that was where you went, and then you kind of like ex like it anything that they put out, you were like, this is gonna be dope. Like they're bringing me something that I'm gonna probably like. Like there's a really good chance it's gonna be within, like they're setting it up as like these are things that we like, so we're gonna make sure you get it right. So I wanted to put something together in that vein where it was like I wanted something that was like a hub, like a YouTube channel or like a label-esque. Like it's not really a label, like at the end
More
of the
like a
day.
collective.
More like a collective, but
Sure.
like a hub for people to land and be like, cool. If it's mainly like things that I've worked on and then kind of releasing them and putting them out. And then the name kind of was just like the structure of the type of music that I make, I think was like the naming of it. So it was like noir is kind of like that play off of noir films and like just
Film noir, yeah.
the beauty but dirtiness of noir films, because they're like that B film or whatever the category is, right? They're not like the A blockbuster films. So like, they're filmed on like kind of a dirtier film, and like, they weren't upkept, and they're like black and white, and there's just a vibe to it. So that was like the noir, and then the grime is like the bassy, crunchy drums. So it's kind of like, the pretty melody with the just dirty nastiness on top of it. And that was is kind of been my formula for making beats for since forever. So it just made sense. I was like, this connects. So Noir Grime was what came out of it. And just kind of thinking like, logo structures and, how many letters. Kind of growing up and being not really a graffiti artist, but like paying attention to graffiti and just seeing how, like, names are always like four letters. Like it's like, there's like certain structures that just work well artistically. So I was like also thinking about that when putting together the name and how to stack it and how it looks and fonts and all that stuff. So yeah, just kind of full circle. And then we weren't really doing black and white in the beginning, but then we slid into the black and white because it was like, film noir, why not, right? So
I think it's dope.
yeah,
Thank
so
you.
kind of full circle. We always get people that are like, hey, like your guys' branding is really well put together. And I was like, yeah, I wish the people bought as many records as they enjoyed our branding. But like if that if we got that, at least, like a lot of people really struggle in the branding portion, especially if they don't have like a team. So like I'm
For
glad that
sure.
we kind of function something that is cohesive. And people tend to know like when it's our thing. Like when we Nerdcore Days is this event that we go do during South by Southwest. So in Austin, and we live stream from the venue, and we always get the venue guy to switch it to black and white when it's our turn when we're playing. So like
That's awesome.
yeah, so people just like, and I think our logo is there too, isn't it? Or
I don't think it
sometimes.
is for that, but
But I mean, when people see the black and white switch, they're like, oh shit, okay, Shubs and Bill are coming up. So
It's kind of
That's
the
cool.
joke of like nobody ever like, or if we're in like, say we jump on like a live stream and we're just using a regular camera or whatever, and it's in color, and everybody will just be like, what is this? Like, I don't know.
How do I get out of these
This is
two? Yeah,
weird.
who are these guys?
Comfortable.
That's cool. I love it. I love the breakdown of how you make beats of
Thank
that.
you.
Yeah, that's really cool. All right, some fun questions for you. Unrelated to hip hop music, would you rather be in the on a beach or in the mountains? Shubzilla.
Beach. Mountains
Built
are how you get killed.
beats.
I'm gonna say beach as well. As somebody that didn't that grew up in Seattle and didn't really touch California beaches until like the last 5 years. Once I touched it, I was like, oh, this is
All those like horror movies
like are in the mountains,
I
right?
like mountains actually, but I don't know,
I
beach
mean,
is a different level.
like nature is beautiful and shit, right? And I'm gonna appreciate her from afar because I don't know what she's capable of. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you get
What
killed.
are the mountains on the East Coast? The
Appalachian?
is it the Appalachian? Is it where they have like all the like crazy like stories of like different like monsters and things that live out there, like different things, like spirits. It's got to be the Appalachian, but it's like if you hear sounds, like there's like these known things where it's like if you hear this, like just walk away from it,
See,
like
that's.
mimics and
My
stuff.
family didn't come to this country for me to like walk away like that from like something here. Like we no, we can't. Like I can't. Like no, like if I hear bumps in the woods and stuff, like
Like you'll
weird.
hear things in like at night and it'll be like, help me. And it's like they're like, don't help it. Whatever it is, walk away.
No.
Because
All
it's got
right.
that old timey.
I'm so
Bigfoot,
sorry.
real or not real? I said Bigfoot, real or not real?
That's such a tough question. I want to say real, but there was like a really recent video where somebody really like figured out that the most famous video from back in the day, they figured out it was a guy. Like they like found this other video and they were like, oh, it was the dude that was doing this. But I want to believe.
I'm gonna say real, because if we believe in things bumping in the night, like what have you, on the east, on the eastern side of the states, then there's some random ass like creature shit here.
The
Like,
balance, you need to bounce it out.
exactly. Thank you.
Very true.
Favorite place outside of Seattle?
Portland. Portland. Is that still like, I feel like it's
That's Seattle
like adjacent. Yeah,
1995.
that's
It's like
that's
throwback
still
Seattle.
1990. Okay, so that doesn't
It's
count
still
then.
grunge there. They still wear flannels there. It's crazy.
Okay, so I'm just going to let you know that like our promo picture, I am wearing a flannel.
That's true.
I haven't left.
That's true.
She will stay there with her Super Nintendo. Okay. Okay, if it's not something Seattle adjacent, then I would say Austin.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Austin as well.
We enjoy Austin. They love us there and we love them, and they have Whataburger and they have Chuy's and we have none of those options up here.
So we have Dick's Burgers. I don't know, have you ever heard of this
I have
location?
not, no.
There's the trifecta, at least on the West Coast, of like the competing. So you have Dick's Burgers, which is only in Seattle or Pacific Northwest. And then but they're not in Portland though. So like only in Washington. And then you have In-N-Out Burgers, right? And that's famous, world famous. Everybody knows about In-N-Out Burgers. So the argument is always like, which is better, right? Is it Dick's Burgers or In-N-Out Burgers? That's like that Seattle versus California battle. And to be honest, like the first time I had In-N-Out, right, growing up on Dick's Burgers, I was like, yeah, this is it, right? It's a great dollar thin tiny burger, right? It's, you know, that it slaps. And In-N-Out Burger was cool at first, and then I had it a few times and I was like, yeah, it's not that good, like it's lame. And then I had Whataburger though, and I was like, oh, this hands down just destroys everything. And I'm sure that there's probably more on the East Coast too that we don't even know.
What about
But
Steak and Shake? We had
Steak and Shake. Okay, Steak and Shake for the price
that. Yeah,
is
we have those in Cincinnati.
yeah,
Like
Steak and
Dick's.
Shake goes hard for sure, just based on price alone.
Yeah.
Because like even Dick's Burgers used to be like dollar burgers, now they're like $3.50 each. So it's like that's the thing, right? Back in the day, you'd go to Dick's and you'd be like, let me get 10 burgers.
For
Yeah,
$10.
right. Let me get, you know, five fries. Let me get five milkshakes. So, like, you know, you could feed a bunch of people. And that was the beauty of it. And it was like cash only. You know, it was like that's how they ran. And then they switched to taking like card transactions and the prices
Begrudgingly.
went up.
Begrudgingly.
I bet.
They fought it.
They
They fought
fought
it for
tooth and
years.
nail. Yep.
So like, I don't know. I'm a believer in what it is, but I do know that you know, Whataburger slaps.
I've never been there. Have to go sometime.
It's good. They serve a burger on Texas toast, and
Oh.
it's good.
Yeah.
What is that
Is
one? That's the
that the patty melt?
patty
But
melt.
wait,
Yeah,
like
patty melt with the.
vegan options though.
That's true. Yeah, you probably don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't think they have vegan options other
Except the
than fries.
fries.
Yeah, French fries. I think is kind of like
I
the
do love some
one.
fries.
Meat, same,
There you
same.
go.
I agree.
Rockman is in the comments right now, so I don't know. Like Rockman, if you wanna like chime in on like what Till can have like at Whataburger, or really any of y'all, if you are so vegan inclined, please share.
Yes, please, please.
We do like when we stream, it always somehow turns into a food conversation. So
Yeah.
Hey, food
feel
is
free
important.
to aim us in another direction
Yeah,
because we'll keep
please. We will. We will.
Food is an important part of life. You had mentioned nerdcore before. How would you describe nerdcore?
This is you.
Okay, I'll describe this. There's so many variables to it, but and it kind of it's like timeline based. So I mean it's music, right? Like music is music. So
Yeah, for sure.
nerdcore is kind of like very niche, very like here's a very specific group of topics and you're gonna rap about that. And the problem, and there's a lot of problems with that though, because I think a lot of there's a handful of issues, but a lot of it is it's there's a lot of rappers in the community that are not very good rappers, but it's such a little community that they can still thrive, if that makes sense, right? Because
Yeah,
they can still hit
totally.
the
It's like
topic.
big fish, small pond kind of gig.
And it kind of plays into the I don't listen to hip hop, but I do this type of thing, right? Like it's like that type of category sometimes. And that's more the older version of it. And it's transformed and there's a lot more talent that's in it now. And then there's also like an anime community, which is like different than nerdcore, but is still nerdcore in a sense because it's still like a niche thing. But yeah, it's kind of all over the place, and like you know, it's not the best thing to be associated with sometimes. But then there's other, you know, like so for me to give you an idea, I worked at a call center, and I worked, you know, with other nerds, right? Because that's what call centers are. It's a bunch of nerds, and I worked there, but I was a hip hop nerd. Like that's the nerd culture that I am. So I'm not, I've never was like huge into video games. I played them, of course, but and I was never really into comic books or any of the like the core nerd related content was never really my thing. But I was always a hip hop nerd, And I worked with these people at the call center, and I think I'd gotten let go. And they like messaged me, and they knew that I had a studio and that I made beats. And they were like, "Hey, we're rappers and we make nerdcore." And I had never even heard of it, but I was like, you know, whatever, I'm down. You know, like music's music.
Yeah.
I think I was like, I don't know,
Yeah.
17, 18, like young. And I didn't really,
Yeah.
wasn't really working with anybody. I was just making beats, just, you know, like busting out beats left and right, terrible ones. And that was kind of how I got pulled into it. Was just these people that I knew that were doing it, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm down." Like, and they're like, "Do you want to DJ for us?" And I'd never done that, and I was like, "Sure, you know, why not?" And but the thing that I always tried to bring to the table was my hip hop knowledge or my hip hop style, right? And I think that that's kind of missing for a lot of nerdcore artists, especially back in the day. It was very like, we rap, we get that rap's a thing, and we don't like rap music because it's too, you know, it's too aggressive for us or whatever it might be, right? So it's like, we're gonna rap about this instead, which is cool. I think that's, you know, like a great way to create. And but I wanted to bring like more of the like the music flair of like what hip hop is. Like, I think that was the missing thing for me. Like, just the
Sure.
beats weren't really in the same vibe that I wanted. So I always brought that to the table. And then when we met you, we were a part of this like online community. You joined the community with us, and there was like a competition. They had like a nerdcore competition thing, and like,
Oh, right. Yeah. We judged that
yeah, we
once.
judged it at one point. So we kind of got pulled into the community. And then when we started working on music, like obviously we had already built these connections within this community, but we also were like, but let's just make regular music as well. Like, it doesn't have to be specifically nerdcore. And like one of the big issues with nerdcore is that the rappers tend to rap from the point of view of something, you know, like, so like this song's about Thor and I'm gonna rap as Thor, you know, like, and it's like,
Yeah.
it's a way to do it, but it's not my favorite thing. You know, it's a
Sure.
little too like textbook. It's like, they call it like Wikipedia rap, where you like just go read Wikipedia on
Right.
whatever, you know, subject, and then you rap about it. And so like with us, it was like, let's just make regular music. I don't want to say regular music, but let's just make hip hop. And I can sample things that are like from soundtracks and, you know, bring in some of that video game culture or nerd culture, if you will. And but then when you rap, like, you don't have to touch, you don't have to talk about the game per
Yeah.
se. You can maybe
Dang.
have like references,
Oh,
because people
yeah.
love references. You know, who doesn't love
Right.
a reference?
But you told me that, and I was like, say less.
Yeah.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's like any community. There's always terrible parts of it, and then
Sure.
there's some dope parts, and
Yeah.
then yeah. So that's kind of, I mean, like nerdcore in general. Like, I mean, there's enough nerdcore music out there that I could put together a playlist of dope music.
Yeah.
So I mean,
Who
that's a win.
are some of the dope nerdcore artists in your opinion?
Yeah, definitely.
So, shout outs to my sister Pras the Testament. She's
Yeah.
in chat right now. She's out of like the Baltimore area, East Coast, where we have to pay like four figures for a flight to see her. Worth every dollar though. Brilliant lyricist,
Yeah.
brilliant off the domest. Like, when I grow up, I want to rap like Pras the fucking Testament.
Yeah. Dope.
A plethora of knowledge in hip hop with that one. And also a fellow mom. So we have moms groups.
Oh,
Like,
nice.
we have a rap mom group, I guess.
Rap
Yeah.
mom group. I love it.
Yeah. Just the two of us so far, so you know. But also too, Samus is another MC that is just, she's phenomenal. Again, very much similar to Prowess in that, very thoughtful in her writing, her lyricism. She works in academia right now, so she does that, and then she'll rap, and then she'll go back to academia, and she'll do all that,
Busy.
whatnot.
She's
Yep.
extra busy.
And then I'll also shout out the rest of my brothers from the Nerdy People of Color Collective.
Yeah.
So DJ Rock Band is in that. Megaran, Richie Branson, Kadash Flow.
Make a rant.
Oh, super. Yep. So, like.
I think that like to so the NPCC or NPC Collective, which you're a part of, was kind of a turning point for nerdcore, I think. And I don't, I'm sure people have said this before, but
Maybe.
and the reason why that collective was put together was because there was so many white people doing nerdcore. It was like heavily white people. Again, going back to that, like, I don't listen to rap, but here I make this type of thing, right? And like, so the, you know, nerdy people of color collective kind of came in and being like, we can be a part of this and not be like, there were other people of color, but there was kind of almost like a you're not nerdcore enough issue, right? Like that was like part of the conversation,
And that was a lot of
which
what,
is a bummer, right? Like people that were like really talented and it was like, but you're not nerdcore enough to hang out with us type of thing.
Silly. It was all very coded language.
For sure.
And I think, I don't want to speak for my brothers and sister. And I think for me, I've experienced having
Oh yeah, for sure.
that similar like verbiage used for me.
Yeah.
But also too,
It
like
still happens
we
to
would
this
share
day.
stories, huh?
It still happens to this day in the community, especially like the older heads will still kind of have that mentality. So, but like I said, I mean, it's changed though. I mean,
It has, and that's great. We still have a problem with misogyny.
Of course.
So you know, believe women, believe black women, please. But yeah, you know, things of that nature that
True.
we still need to work on.
Oh, of course, yeah. Like any community, you know, there's
For
always
sure.
something that's going on, but it's gotten a lot better
We
than it used to be.
still have a long way to go.
Yeah,
Like,
for
and
sure.
that's me speaking as a queer woman of color. Like, there are definitely strides that we've reached as a subgenre. Like, I think when I first started rapping, you know, till you make one post on a fucking message board, and apparently you're part of that genre now. You're part of that subgenre. There's no take backs.
No take backs.
No take backs, not nerdcore. What's it called? When I first started really delving in and rapping and writing and performing as a rapper, I was one of very few women of color. Now there are many of us, and the numbers are growing, and it's fantastic, you know, and we definitely have like more of our NB family, our trans family as well. But even still, there are nuances that like in our individual communities in the collective pocket that pretty much like straight cisgender like white nerds still need to like come to Jesus with, like
Of
brown
course.
Jesus too. None of that milk shit. But you know, we've still got a long way to go. There's still a lot of conversations that are still happening and are continuing to have, both in like just the personal level, like as we're like just, you know, talking shop or whatever, to some of the more structural levels, like in the conventions that we have been a part of, in different communities that have like these pockets of artists as well.
That's dope. And shout out to excuse me, Prowess the Testament. Apologies to you, Prowess. I believe we were gonna have you on the show like a year ago, I think it was. And I'm not sure what happened. I think maybe I dropped the ball, but we will I'm glad you're on the chat tonight. So we'll reach out and invite you on because we would love to have you if you're
She's
down.
so
So
fun. Oh, all
she's kind
right.
of like there's a handful of people that are, I don't know how to say it, on the same level of hip hop historian that I am on, right? And like I don't know everything, right? But there's a lot that I know, and I'm used to being the one that is the only one that knows the information, right? Like it's around a bunch of people that just don't care, you know? They're like, oh, you know, I know Drake, and that's like all they know, right?
But
So
no.
like so like there's a handful of people though that are like it's Prowess, Artemis, mainly those two,
Yeah.
and Joe. And Joe's my
Joe.
other one, right?
Yeah.
And Rockman knows his
Rockman,
team.
Rockman's got
Rockman knows his
Rockman
team
has
like
knowledge on things I don't even know about.
Exactly. Like the four of them, like we'll all be talking shop and sometime and there'll be like an artist I haven't heard of or like
Oh yeah.
I haven't heard from in a while, and I'll just be like, well, I guess I'm just
Yeah.
going to fill up my playlist with a bunch of folks and then just have a conversation and share when I get there.
Well, and that's kind of what I love about them is because I know that they know what they're talking about, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like as a hip hop kid, as like somebody that is very confident with my hip hop knowledge, it's also kind of a flex to go up to them and be like, have you heard of this though? Like,
do you know about that? Yeah. Yeah.
And without this hasn't happened. Prowess is always like, oh yeah, I do know that. Do you know about this like backstory behind it though? And I'm just like, how? I'll find something wild and I'm like, do you know about this? And she'll be like, yeah, you know, she'll be like, I know the producer and blah blah blah. And, like all these things, and I'm just like, I can't, like, I don't understand. But like at the same time, I learned so much from it too, because I'm like, please tell me, point me in the direction.
Yep.
She'll be like, do you know that this sample was originally this, blah blah blah, and I'm just like, this is.
Well, that's what I love about like the, at least like with the community that you and I have like created out of the local scene, but also too like us being, I don't want to say like kidnapped or like Stockholm syndromed into this subgenre. I don't know, but like. You know, like we found our folks, we found our chosen family. And like for me, like
we just got more niche with it.
And, you know, God bless us all. Like what I love is like hear it, like me hearing it through osmosis and stuff, it's still like the history major part of me is still like very excited because I'm still learning, we're still talking shop, and then 9 times out of 10, something is made from it. A project is made from it.
True.
And and it's such a blessing when that happens, because I feel like that's what happened with Late Checkout and with Extended Stay, was that like we just built this community around like touring and whatever, and just all of a sudden we have this beautiful chosen family that are very much about this as we. That it's like, okay, well, we're gonna make literal beautiful music together, and then we're gonna have a story out of this.
Yeah.
And people are gonna get to be a part of that, and they're gonna listen in on this, or you know, we'll regale them with whatever we got going on in track ABCD, whatever.
Well, it kind of goes back to that concept of what Noir Grime was originally, was just being like a hub of trying to kind of curate something that we like, right?
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, having Prowess be on a track is part of that curation in a sense. It's like, hey, you know who we are somehow. And you maybe listen to all these other things that are cool too, but they're more, you know, like old nerdcore, or they're just more nerdcore based. And then we can be like, well, have you heard of these people? You know, like these are the people that we're listening to, you know, like that kind of thing, right? So it's like we're kind of curating like a very niched version where it's like Prowess has nerdcore music, but at the same time, she's a straight bars. You know, like she's a rapper.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I would put her up against anybody, and she's gonna make them cry. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like it's hard to be like, you're a nerdcore artist. Like, she's just dope from exactly. You know. But because she has a little bit of nerdcore, she's a great artist to like bring in front of somebody that doesn't know that culture, right? And they only know nerdcore. They only know video game culture, anime, or whatever it is, and be like, check out this person that is a rapper, but also pay attention when she drops these little references that are like really specific, you know, like where it's like things I don't even know. And I think that's the fun part about it, is because I'm so disconnected from most of the nerd culture stuff, I don't even know the references, but I'll show it to somebody else though, and they'll be like, that was crazy, like how did you know, the 7th season, 13th episode at like the 5 minute mark, she had some reference in there. And like, I'm like, exactly. I was like, I didn't see it, but exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like, I keep warning people, because like, I keep warning our community and just people in general, because I definitely will climb on my soapbox and tell you the end is nigh. But Prowess the Testament is somebody that you do not want to upset on any level, because she will battle a hoe.
That's true.
She will come in like the Shield Maiden or Maiden Lagertha, except better. And just swing her axe of like bars and her quivers of arrows, and And you'll appreciate it because it's skillfully done, but you'll also feel hurt because it is about you and the flaws that one has. And it's beautiful to see, it's beautiful to watch, it's beautiful to hear. Yeah, like I would be so down with just being the hype person on the side, just yelling between every bar. I'll roll around on the ground, whatever. Like Pras can do her thing all the live long day. Like she definitely is somebody that like she definitely is somebody that like I look up to like as a lyricist and also mom because like mom shit is hard, but anyway. But yeah, that's my sister.
No doubt.
Did
Dope,
I
dope,
embarrass
dope,
her?
dope.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's all good. And she's feeling it. She's really appreciating all the love. So yeah. So shout out to Prowess, the testament. For sure. Before we get out of here tonight, I want to make sure we do touch on your music. Your last album, correct me if I'm wrong, but your last album was Late Checkout. Is that right? Okay. I didn't know if you popped something out after that. I didn't know.
There's kind of there's one other thing, but it's so we dropped it as like a DLC, so it's
Okay.
like extra stuff from
Yeah.
Late. Yeah, so it all kind of goes together. So if you find Late Checkout, there's another one called Late Checkout Extended Stay, and
Gotcha.
but I mean it's like five extra tracks, not like a whole project or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. So Late Checkout, if someone had to come in and they only had time for one song, what's the one song you would give them off of that album to try to bring them in?
Oh God, no meat at the barbecue probably.
No Meat at the Barbecue is for sure up there. I think that
Yes.
that's like the like most fun track, if you will.
Yeah.
It's just got a vibe to it. Oh My, who's on the track, he was in the room and also helped produce, so we like made the beat all together.
Dope.
Our friend Lily was also there. He was playing pianos. He plays like horns and stuff like that. So like it was just really just like everybody in the room just like vibing,
Yeah.
making stuff, you know, like
And
it
then
wasn't just me making a beat or anything. It was like all
yeah.
of us.
And then Gross Angel like came through with some bars and I think he did bass. Did he do bass for that? He did bass for something on the album.
I don't think he did bass on that one. I want to say Oh My did the bass for that, like played all the
Oh,
keys.
really? Okay, okay.
And like basically I think I did the drums, Oh My came in and did the bass, and then Lily did some of the key stuff. So, and then Gross came in and had a dope verse. Gross was like, he was almost like the cheerleader in the sense too, 'cause he was like, let's do this. Like he was hyped to just do it. Like he's like, please, like everybody please sit down, let's make this thing. And like kind of kept us in check, and he was like, no, you gotta keep going, you know, like let's finish this. And then he came out and just had like a great verse. And yeah, and it was fun. And like, so No Meat at the Barbecue is from the idea of that when we do Nerdcore Days, which is during South by Southwest weekend,
Yes.
we also have a big barbecue. Not us, but Rockman has a big barbecue. He thankfully invites us out to come hang out.
Yeah.
And so we were at Rockman's house making the song, and we were getting ready for the barbecue, I think. And
Yeah,
then
we were.
the joke was like, no meat at the barbecue, right? Because obviously there is meat at the barbecue because it's, you know, everybody's invited, we're all having fun. We make sure that Rockman has some vegan friendly food as well, and you know, anybody else that comes. And so we're like, yeah, let's do a no meat at the barbecue track. And so yeah, that one definitely, it came together for sure. It was just such a like goofy song, and then Oh My's verse is just really goofy at the end of it.
Yeah.
And
So
like
great.
so yeah, it's good. We're actually gonna drop a single of it on Plexi discs. I don't know if you're familiar with the Plexi disc
I see
culture,
this.
but it's like
No.
basically like lathe cut records.
Okay.
They're like individually cut, almost like doing tapes back in the day where you do them one at a time. So they're lathe cut into pieces of plexiglass, and you can play them back on a record player. Yeah, it's wild. It's like this Arizona culture thing. I don't know exactly.
Wow.
I can't tell you. All of the places that do it are in Arizona for some reason.
Interesting. I'm gonna look into this.
And it's like short order runs, so you can do like 20 of them, you know, because they're
Okay.
doing one at a time, right? So like they don't want you to order 100 of them. That's too much
Right.
work. So 20 is like perfect, right? You know, I'm sure you've looked into vinyl. It's like normally 300 is the minimum. So like this is like that other option. It's like real lo-fi though. It's not high quality, you know. I mean, they're grinding grooves into plexiglass discs. So,
That's
but we got one.
interesting.
that's going to put together, and it's a picture disc, and it's art by Spicy Panda, who was also a part of that. Like, she was there as well, so it's just like full circle, you know, like it's just dope. And so I'm excited for it.
That's super dope. So the latest album, Late Checkout, and then Late Checkout, the
Extended stay.
extended stay. You can check that out. Where do you like people to find your music? Where do you send them to? Your
Bandcamp.
Bandcamp?
Bandcamp, yeah. Just noirgrime.bandcamp.com. Yeah.
Yes, go there and buy it.
Please.
Listen and buy it. Support artists. Put money in their pocket. So you can check that out. Anything you want to say about any upcoming music that you might have coming out?
There's a couple of singles that we're working on. We're probably going to kind of shift the way that we're putting music out. So
Ooh,
there'll be more
shift.
information on that. Just digging deeper into the Bandcamp life of it, and you know, less streaming, because streaming doesn't really give you anything. So, just kind of finalizing that, and then also doing a little bit of some singles and stuff like that. And then we got probably like three records that we've been planning for a long time. We keep making different records and pushing them back. So there's like a like really solid idea records where it's like we've been thinking about this for too long for this not to work, but also like the timing's got to be right. So some of that should come out this year, and then I don't know, we're just gonna have fun with it. I think it's like I'm in a real like marketing phase, like a
Oh,
beat
nice.
producer marketing phase, and I think that's good, because it's like I'm thinking out like how to release it and how to get it in front of people and all that kind of stuff. Like, I mean, as you know, as an artist, it's real easy to make music and put it out and be like, good luck, and just walk away and be like, you know, if somebody will find it, hopefully. So I'm trying to kind of get away from that idea and be like, here's a rollout plan, here's 6 months, you know, like that kind of stuff. So,
I love that stuff. I feel like that is
yeah,
an
me
art
too.
form of
Yeah,
itself, you
it's
know?
tiring. Yeah,
Especially if
a
you
lot
don't
of
like
pressure.
it. I like it though. I think it's
I do
fun to,
too. I mean, I do like it, but it sucks when it doesn't work. But it's like learning, though. You know, like every time you do it, you learn something. And you're like,
Yeah,
okay,
then it's just a matter of
don't do
like
that
tightening it.
again. But this kind of worked over here. So how do we make that? You know, how do we keep pushing that? So it's fun.
That's a great way to look at it too. Like, you know, failure is a part of success. You can't succeed without failure, you know. So you have to
Exactly.
learn, keep going, refine it. Yeah, it's super
And
dope.
there's no label behind us to tell us, you know, or to get mad at us if it doesn't work, right? You know, like that's the other side, right? It's like it has to work if it's a label. Like it has to be proper and done right. And if you get lazy and decide that you don't want to promote that day, you're in trouble. So like for us, it's like we're just gonna, you know, we'll just try things, and if it works, cool. If it doesn't, let's try again, something else.
I love that. I love that. Very cool. I want to ask you each one last question. As we come to a close, I want to celebrate some albums I know that have inspired you through the years. So, Shubzilla, I'd like to start with you first. And question is, I'm gonna name two albums that I know you like. And if you can just share about how these albums have inspired you, how these albums have touched your life. The first one is Under Construction by Missy Elliott. And the second one is Run the Jewels 1 by Run the Jewels. How have those albums spoken to you?
So Missy Elliott is another inspo of mine, because she does it all. And like a lot of the tracks from Under Construction, I believe Lose Control was on there, and Gossip Folks. These were tracks that I learned choreography to back in the day. And so that was kind of my like foray into, okay, this is Missy Elliott, you know. Go listen to all our shit. Like now you have like now you know like eight different sequences of choreography to this from like three different choreographers. So find out who this woman is, appreciate her, love her craft, whatever. So that was kind of like the, I don't want to say, no, it was pretty much a like she's a bridge from dance to rapping for me. And then for Run the Jewels 1, it was just so, it felt so nice to hear somebody just uppercut bars over and over again like Killer Mike. Like, I don't, when did it come out? Like
10 years ago.
10 years
Ten
ago.
years? That was 10 years ago?
More than 10 years ago, I think.
Yeah. But I
What?
think at the time we're listening, at the time you told
Crazy.
me about it,
Oh, yeah.
we were going through, we were writing, I think, Boomers Volume 1.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
so I was like, oh, like, not only are you telling me to like go whole hog, like however this is gonna be for people, but then there is that confirmation, that validation that somebody out there is just laying it all out like that.
Yeah.
Really dope shit. Right?
Yeah.
And they're making it work. So,
It was definitely the blueprint for
yeah, for
boomers.
boomers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of that was because the first record that we did was like real backpack hip hop. And just because we were just making music, that was like the type of music that I made. And so I was like, this is what we're gonna make, right? And but then when we would do it live, you had like way more energy than what the recording was. And
Yeah.
that was like the feedback we'd always get. It was like, we love this live, but you're like really tame in the recordings of it. Like it's not the same energy. So
Right.
Run the Jewels kind of unlocked that, like, oh, this is how you do energy on an album. So we kind of brought some of that in, but yeah.
Yeah.
But also
That's
too,
dope.
it was very much a lot like to kind of, I guess, praise you. It's really nice to have a music partner that's just like, or just a partner in general, to just be like, no, like if you need to say some shit, say it. Say it in this, say it in the booth, say it on stage, whatever. Like,
Yeah.
do the damn thing. And that's what you've already said. And granted, like, there are times where you're like, you need to rewrite that. And
Of course,
fair,
of
I
course.
did need to rewrite that.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, in terms of like content, like what's in my heart, mind, whatever, like, you've definitely, like, you know, encouraged me strongly to do that as we've like listened through like things like Run the Jewels together and so forth and so on.
I mean, and I'm not a rapper, so like it's hard for me to put too much feedback in. So I kind of like when we're making music, I always kind of look at it like if I was listening to this and I couldn't speak this language, would it sound dope still? Right? Like that's kind of how I look at it. Like
That's
if you
dope.
sound dope just from your pattern and the way that the reflections and stuff that you're using,
Yeah,
like if that
cadence
sounds
and
great,
delivery.
then you're good, and I really
Yeah.
don't care what you talk about as long as it's, not terrible. Like you're not being mean to people
Right.
that
Not
don't
punching
deserve it.
down, yeah.
Yeah, right. Like there's certain topics that are like that's not cool.
Yeah, sure.
But for the most part, I'm like do whatever you want as long as the patterns sound cool, And like
Yeah.
I think like I listen to like a lot of Brazilian music. And I'm like, I have no idea what they're saying, but it's dope. Like it's like I can
Yes.
tell that this is amazing. I don't know what they're talking about, but
No.
so.
But I think a lot of that kind of gig of like, hey, like as long as like cadence and delivery is dope or whatever, like that does like it is very nice and affirming hearing that from somebody who like is a cisgender dude. Like women, I'll speak to women on this 'cause I am one. Women don't get a lot of that, like, I got your back, that validation a
That's
lot,
true, yeah.
you know? And that's one thing that I think people are kind of jealous of in terms of my music partner. Like, you let me explore those things. Well, not you let, but like, you hold the space for me to explore that. And, you know, likewise, I'm like, I don't know how to build a beat. I kind of do. But I'm down with whatever, you know. So yeah.
Dope,
That was a
dope.
tangent. I apologize.
Oh no, you're good. You're good. I love it. Thank you for that. And Bill Beats, the two albums for you, Real to Real by
Yes.
Grand Poobah,
Yes.
Below the Heavens by Blue and Exile.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, Real to Real is, I don't, that's like, so it kind of also comes from my sister's CD collection. Like, I
Yeah.
kind of, like she showed me Far Side and Tribe and all that, right? And like, and I pretty much then just raided the rest of it, and I had like a duplicator, so I just duplicate all her CDs.
Yeah.
And Reel to Reel just stuck with me. I don't know. It's like the big kids don't play. I don't know, that's like such a like. Even if you hate the rest of the record, that song is so much better than so many records by itself.
Yeah.
Right? So like to me, like I love that. Just the vibe of it, the sample, the styling in like. the way he raps is just crazy. It's like, conversational, but still, I don't know, it's just dope. And it's almost like the peak old school. It's like old school was just on all gears right then. It was like, a little bit before everything got super technical, but there's a lot of like casual technical that's happening on that record. So that one's, since I was like little, I've been bumming that record. And then Below the Heavens was kind of like that record that was, I was already making music when that came out, and I felt like I was the only one making that type of music. Like I was like, like I had like this feeling of just like the mainstream is just like not sampling anymore, and what they're rapping about is not what I listen to, so like I was listening to a lot of underground, and I felt like Below the Heavens, I almost had like a weird connection to it of being like, this is like peers, like they're way better than I am ever will be, but yeah, there was just kind of this like,
Peers, yeah.
here's some other kids doing the same thing that I'm doing, like that kind of thing. And and now it's, absolutely a classic at this point. At the time, it was just like, oh my God, like one of those things that would just pop up on YouTube and you're like, wait, what is this? Like, how do I not know what this is? And yeah, so I mean, that's just a record that I've loved, and it's a classic. I'm a big fan of Blue. I think that, I think like he's a dope rapper. He always raps in the same style, which I've noticed, but it's a perfect style. So I don't know. It's like Nas. Like Nas is kind of always doing the same thing, but it's like it works.
Like, yeah.
And he picks really interesting, not interesting, but the producers he chooses to work with and the beats that he's made himself, like they're engaging and
Yeah, exactly.
interesting.
And it's kind of on the same vibe of what I'm doing, right? Because it's like the samples I'm selecting are kind of in the same vein of what he's doing. So like, I love the beats that he does. I love when he was like in his French film era, and he was just like sampling French films, and like it was all dope. And like, yeah, so I'm a fan.
That joint he did, where he had like half the album was just like him beats and like movie samples. You know what I'm talking about? I love that. That might be my favorite Blue album. I don't know. There's just something about it.
I'm sure it
Love it.
was themed by the color blue. And I'm
Course.
sure he mentions the word blue 100 times. Like that's like I'm really like I actually was had this idea the other day, and I was like, I should just start looking for samples that say blue and just start making beats out of them and just give them to him. Because I'm sure he would rap on them, because
I'm
like
sure he
every
would. Yeah.
record is just blue samples. Like
It's a
that's his
great
whole
idea.
thing.
It's a great idea.
Because like would he deny that? I don't think so. He'd be like, okay.
It does say blue.
Yeah, like his
Right.
whole thing is just finding obscure samples where they say the word blue.
Yeah.
So Violin.
yeah, but yeah,
I
no.
love it.
What's the? There's a song on there. I want to say it's called like Amnesia. That's like one of my
Amnesia
favorite
song.
blue records, and I think he produced that one. And do you know Johnson & Johnson?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like some of that stuff, that old, that like that Beatles sample, which I don't know how. I'm sure that they just never told anybody, but that's
Probably.
so fire, the John song. Because again, so Johnson and Johnson is like two rappers, and their real names are John, and like just so the whole theme is just how can we say John a bunch of times in songs
Yes.
and call the band Johnson and
And
Johnson.
what I love about
It's amazing.
Blue, I love an artist that just doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like just he makes art, you know, he just
Yeah.
makes it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, I never think he's sitting around thinking, well, are people gonna like this?
Right.
I don't think that's
For sure.
probably ever goes through. Maybe it does, I don't know. But it doesn't seem like it. It's
No.
like, here I am, this is what I chose to make today, and I'm putting it into the world. And you're
Exactly.
gonna like it or not,
Exactly.
you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah. There's a, yeah, and he puts out so much content. I mean, I think he's put out like three records in the last month, like just with different people. And
Wow.
it's
Oh,
like,
Africa. I've been playing at Africa joint.
it's so good. It's
So
so
I
good. I keep trying to get Artemis, who's in the chat, to listen to it. I'm sure he's probably listening to it now, but
Oh,
like when
so
it
good.
came out, I was like, this record. I was like, this is important. I went and bought the vinyl. Like, that's how I know when a record is like important to me, is like I'll go buy the
Go
vinyl.
by the by.
And like I went and bought that immediately, and I like sent it to Artemis, and I was like, you need to listen to this. And like he was still bumping the one that just came out right before it. And he was like, but this record, and that record didn't connect with me. I can't remember what that one was.
Oh,
It's
what
good.
was
It's
that?
still good, but it was just whatever the one was, the prior record that came out. But to me, I was like, Africa just hit. That one sample, that like slowed down kid sample, is
Man,
it's amazing.
that is a joint.
That record is super boring though, that song after the first minute, because the sample never goes anywhere. But that first minute is
the
And then he.
perfect. 'Cause you're like, please change up, like do something different now. And they just, it's like six rappers and they're just rapping continuously. There's no hooks. But the beat is so perfect for that first minute though.
Yeah. And then he put out Royal Blue
Which
just
was amazing.
recently.
I just listened to that. It's
Yeah.
so, it's
I
so
was at
good.
that again this morning. Yeah. Blue's phenomenal artist.
Yeah.
Listen, before we get out of here, we always end the show with shout outs because it's a hip hop show.
Yeah.
So I'll give some shout outs and then I'll turn it over to the two of you and you can do the final shout outs of the night.
Yes.
Cool. So shout out to the crew. Man, Joe November, who couldn't be here tonight because he's not feeling well. Hope you feel better, Joe. Iomass, Rod, Profound, and Joe. Let's see, Big Sto, my man Bo Brown, the whole crew, Boom Bap Review crew. Shout out to Torre. We're gonna have Torre on the show soon. We had him scheduled for a night, but we had to reschedule, so be on the lookout for that. Jamil Honesty, shout out to him. He is our guest in 2 weeks, so big shout out to him. Shout out to Prowess, the Testament. We're gonna try to get you on the show for sure. We'll expect an invitation. Hopefully, we can make it happen. And just shout out to you guys. Shout out to the two of you. I really appreciate. I really love the idea of like the community that you're building. I mean, music is important for sure. But what is music without people to listen to it and people to create
Exactly.
together and build and become better people? So thank you for, you know, having a desire to build that community and you know, and doing it. You're doing it out there in Seattle. So really appreciate the two of you and appreciate you for stopping by tonight and sharing some of your, you know, some of your story with us. Really appreciate it. So give y'all the
Absolutely.
final shout outs of the night and yeah, I'll turn it over to you to shout out whoever you'd like to do.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Who do we have?
I mean, obviously, shout out to Prowess.
Yeah, shout
That's
out
a
to
good one.
Prowess. I mean,
Shout out to Arda.
yeah, Arda's in the building, so shout out to Arda,
Yeah, he's
Rockman,
yeah, Rockman. They don't make fun.
Jopium.
Yeah, they don't make fun of me when I try to like off the dome.
That's true.
Yeah,
That's
so
true.
that's really nice.
They're not haters.
They're not haters.
Shout out to the haters, though, for sure.
Keep staying mad and keep being dehydrated.
Yeah.
May your hair fall out.
Our Florida family, Lord Zay, Swell Rel, Swag. Who else is out there in Florida? Who's
Modest
good?
Mind,
Modest Mind.
Osmus Prime.
Yep. Classics.
Shout out to Ready Ron Beats.
Ready Ron Beats. Yeah,
He's
that
doing
guy
great.
is a Seattle legend for sure. So yeah, everybody that's rocking, that's what's up. Who else? Who are we missing? Shane Hall.
Shouts to Shane fucking Hall.
I was helping him with his drum machine today. He
Massachusetts
got an MPC
legend.
today and he was like, "Can you show me how?"
Oh,
And I was like, "Absolutely, I got you."
shout outs to MPC for bringing friends together.
Yeah.
Good job, company.
Celine.
Shout outs to Celine.
Bars.
Bars, damn
Left and right.
Celine, all the live one day.
Growl voice. Who else is on our record?
Well,
Oh my.
mom's not on the record, but shout outs to mom because
Shout out
she's
to
in the
mom.
motherland right now, like doing dope
Is
ass
she?
church shit.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
She's like, she had rollers in her hair and called me at like 4 in the morning there. And I was like, all right, putting rollers in her hair for Jesus. You can't get much more God-fearing than that.
True. Spicy Panda. Shout out
Spicy
Spicy
Panda.
Panda.
Yes,
Yeah,
absolutely.
we're gonna be out there in March, so we're excited to see all
Yes.
of our Texas family.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's pretty much that's
We're
the
missing so many
roster.
people,
We are,
but
but we love
they know something. Oh,
you
super,
all
yes.
equally. Oh, super, hooray.
Twill, yes.
Yep. Yeah, just
Gross
keep
Angel, yes.
the whole cat, like and Jesus. Because yeah, pretty much like all vamped. Well, like
If we respond to your messages online, shout out to you.
yeah,
Yeah.
if I haven't given you a side eye for longer than like 5 seconds, then yes, you are that shout out. You are that shout out. If I haven't, yeah, if I have texted you,
It's true.
shout
It's
out.
true.
And yeah, also, other than that, Nerdcore Days is March 13th through the 15th in Austin, Texas. Free shows, one of which is at Reset Bar. And
Reset
then,
Arcade Bar.
yep, and then the other two are at Kick Butt
Shout out to
Coffee.
Kick Butt Coffee.
Oh my God.
Best venue.
Also Cafe Red.
Hands down.
Also
Cafe
like
Red. Hands
both
down.
Of them, both of them vegan, both of them
Yeah.
great,
That's
both
true.
of them coffee giving me.
That's true. Yes.
But yeah. But yeah. Hooray.
Cool.
I think that's everyone we have so far.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure we missed people, but that's
we
okay.
probably did. But they if they have a problem, they can find us.
Yes.
And buy our shit.
All right. Well, on that note, we say peace.
Peace.
Peace.